our typical energy bill is actually as low as $40 to as high as $62 or $65 so far. Mm-hmm. Our annual energy use is so much lower than a standard home.
That's Jason Specht, whose Bedford County, Virginia home, it looks like any other. It's craftsman style and about 1,800 square feet. But it is so airtight, they rarely need to use heating or cooling.
Every seam in the entire house, before they wrapped it in styrofoam, was actually taped up. And then they did what's called blower door testing to test the tightness of the house. And if it didn't fall within the standards of passive house, they would go back with a sniffer and, you know, smoke, and they'd pressurize the house, and then they'd pump smoke out. And at certain times of the day, they could actually see where those holes were. So they'd go back in, and then they'd tape them over again. That's providing that tightness.
Jason mentioned meeting passive house standards. That's a style of construction that is used in parts of Europe. And in America, designers and builders like Adam Cohen in Roanoke are embracing it.
Passive house, P-A-S-S-I-V-H-A-U-S, is a German term. It's a building that needs very little energy. It uses 90% less heating and cooling energy and 70% less overall energy. And it's basically a methodology using building physics and calculation to optimize a structure for low energy.
Cohen says the passive house shouldn't be confused with the solar fad of the 1970s that also used the term passive. In this passive house, there are three main tasks that go into creating an energy-efficient home, and airtightness is number one.
We make it airtight, which just for reference, we lose 30 to 50% of our heating and cooling energy through infiltration and exfiltration, meaning through cracks and holes. So we make it airtight. We super insulate it, meaning we make a very robust insulation. And when we do insulate it, we eliminate what's called thermal bridges.
Windows can similarly be thermal bridges where the frames wrap unbroken from the outside in. And because of that, Cohen says the majority of windows made in the United States fall far short in energy efficiency.
We in America look at the entire window, so we can put a very robust piece of glass in and have a really poor frame, and it'll still be considered a high-performance window. The reality is the Europeans break that all apart, and you have to have all the high-performance parts to make a high-performance window. So when you take an American window that people say in the NFRC, National Fenestration Rating Council, you say that's an R5 window. When you actually bring it over to the European methodology for analysis and then bring it back in, we find that that's actually an R3 window instead of an R5 window because the frame is so weak. It's a weak link.
The windows used in this passive house are triple glazed, tilt and turn with insulated frames.
You have your tilt option, which tilts in, and then you have your swinging option, which allows for great cleaning of your windows, obviously. So we're going to turn this thing all the way up. And it swings in just like a door would.
And did you hear that sound? That's the window closing, and it demonstrates the airtight seal that they make. And that's key to the passive house energy efficiency. Jason says the windows were the main contributor to increasing the home's construction costs by about 5%. But that's an amount that he says will be returned in very low electric bills. I'm Tab O'Neill.